I was really interested in trying to think about elsewhere, the whole concept of elsewhere as somewhere that I just hadn't been. And I was trying to think of the different places that I hadn't been. I thought of the desert, first of all, and then I thought of Antarctica, then I thought of Russia, and I thought of setting a story in any of those places. But I would have still been able to use real things to find out what, you know, how it was being there. I could have researched it, or I could have listened to other people who'd been there and talked about it. So it didn't seem to me enough elsewhere to just pick a foreign place that I hadn't been. And then I started to think about death as a place, death as a place that I hadn't been to. And I tried to imagine what kind of place it would be, and what kind of stages there would be in death, you know, whether or not when you're first freshly dead, and I'm perhaps angry about it, whether that stage is different. So I kind of invented this place that's based on different ideas of limbo and different ideas of there being stages of bereavement, and also stages of dying, so almost different chambers in this place. And I wanted the idea of death as being quite a good place to be, you know, after people had got over the initial fright of it. So I wanted to write a really positive story about death, because there's so much in our society that's very, very negative about death and dying. And so I wanted to try and find a way to write about it positively. So the character that I've invented has committed suicide. And of all the people that are in elsewhere, which is the land of the dead, the people that have committed suicide find it the easiest to adjust, because they've obviously chosen to to be dead. So that was just really interesting. It was interesting trying to think about suicide too, and then come up with different, fresher ideas, because it seems there's so much taboo still in our society, and so much kind of finger pointing that goes on to people that have committed suicide. So I wanted to try and refresh the way of looking at that too.